a piano, 8 microwave ovens, and 56 toilets, 521,000 plastic bags, 1.5 million plastic beverage bottles, and 2 million cigarette butts. Among many other items, from banal to bizarre, every one of these pieces of trash was plucked from the world's beaches and waterways last year in a single day. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. It's all too easy to view something as vast as ocean pollution as being overwhelming, but there's good news here, and it's called the International Coastal Cleanup. Every September, in the world's largest single-day effort to remove trash from waterways, beaches, and lakes, tens of thousands of volunteers come together to demonstrate that individuals can and do make a difference, and that collective action gets results. Here in Maryland, the National Aquarium is proud to be the state's International Coastal Cleanup Coordinator, and I'm pleased to have Stephanie Mathias of our conservation team here to talk about this year's cleanup on September 16th and how you can get involved. Thanks for joining me, Steph.
Thanks for having me.
This is truly a worldwide effort, isn't it?
It is, and it's led by the Ocean Conservancy, which is based in Washington, D.C., and they've been holding these cleanups every September for more than 30 years. Just last year alone, 112 countries participated and 500,000 people came together to collect more than 18 million pounds of trash. In the past 3 decades, 225 million pieces of trash have been logged and removed from beaches and waterways by more than 11.5 million volunteers.
Wow, those are pretty amazing results. How does the Conservancy track all of this?
The data that's collected at these cleanups is compiled in Ocean Conservancy's Ocean Trash Index, which is the world's largest item-by-item, location-by-location database of trash found in near-shore environments. This database is used by scientists, conservation groups, governments, and industry leaders to take actions to prevent debris from entering our waterways.
Well, how about here in Maryland? What's the impact of our cleanup events?
Well, statewide, last year, more than 800 volunteers collected 40,000 pounds of trash during the cleanups in Maryland. The aquarium started hosting international coastal cleanups in 1999, and just last year, in 2016, we began coordinating all the Maryland events.
How many events are being held locally this year?
So there are more than 30 events planned so far for this September, and they're being held across the state, from Frederick to Annapolis, to Baltimore to Ocean City, and there's still plenty of room for more. The official date for the cleanup is September 16th, but cleanup data from a few weeks before and after that date will still be accepted.
Okay. Well, how can people get involved?
Anyone can join one of our National Aquarium International Coastal Cleanup events, or you can take part in another organization's cleanup in Maryland, or if there are none close to you, you can feel free to organize your own event. There are tools and resources online to help you do that successfully. Ocean Conservancy also has an app. It's called CleanSwell. And that lets anyone, anywhere, join the global movement to keep beaches, waterways, and the ocean trash-free. You just track the trash you collect and upload your data to Ocean Conservancy's global ocean trash database through the app.
CleanSwell, I like it a lot. Well, thanks a lot for joining me, Steph. And one more time, what's this year's date?
Official date is Saturday, September 16th, although data from events in the surrounding weeks will also count.
Okay, got it. You can sign on for this year's cleanup, and you can find a lot of other resources, as Stephanie just mentioned, at aqua.org/ICC. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.